Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC, welcomes you to the Augusta Business Review.
And welcome in to the Augusta Business Review here on News Talk, WGAC. I'm John Patrick, joined this morning by Camelia Mouton, the marketing manager with the Augusta Symphony. Of course, the website is augustasymphony.com. Box office phone number, we'll give this to you a couple of times, is 706-842-4080. 706-842-4080. Camelia, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
Before we get into the symphony business, let's find out about you. You actually also play in the symphony.
Yes, I'm a violinist.
Did that help in getting the job?
Actually, no.
No?
I got the job actually a whole year before I started playing in the symphony, too. So I came on as the patron engagement associate, a little bit of marketing, a little bit of development, just general administration. And I actually had to audition to be in the orchestra about a year after I got there. I talked them into, yes, I could do my regular job and get to play, too.
How did you start playing the violin?
I started when I was five. My preschool teacher brought a violin to school, and I was hooked. I actually had to beg my parents for lessons.
Really?
Yes.
You love it?
I do. I absolutely love it. It just makes me so happy. I love everything about classical music, but there's nothing like being in the middle of a symphony with, you know, 50 to 100 musicians, depending on the piece, all around you, all making music together. It's really loud, and it's just really an incredible feeling.
I love golf, and when you love something and are passionate about something, you begin to collect things. I've wondered about this from time to time, and maybe the violin is a perfect instrument to ask about. Do you have more than one violin?
Yes, I have one really good violin that I use for, you know, all of my professional gigs. I have a second violin that I use for outdoor concerts and other times when I don't necessarily want to put my good violin through the... implements.
Okay.
And then I actually still have my little tiny violin from when I was a kid. So,
would most violinists? I don't know that most people who play the harp would have more than one harp, but do most violinists have more than one violin?
That's pretty common. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know why I wonder about that. Just weird stuff I think about from time to time. All right. Let's talk about the symphony, and let's talk about a really cool and neat event that you guys have coming up tonight.
Yes, tonight is our Pops concert. This is The Wizard of Oz with the orchestra. It is our first movie that we've done, but that is something that's taking the symphony world by storm all across the country. Different orchestras are playing movies with the orchestra. So for The Wizard of Oz, we have the full movie playing on a screen that will be suspended above the orchestra at the Miller. And then, but the soundtrack has been taken out for the orchestra part. So Judy Garland will still sing, all the characters will still talk, but the music itself will be played live by the symphony.
Have you done that before?
I have not, and I am very excited. I bought a copy of The Wizard of Oz, and I've been practicing with the movie at home.
I just think it's a really cool idea. Again, to just make sure everybody understands, the movie will play, all the speaking roles will play, the singing roles will happen, but the orchestra will accompany the movie.
Yes, and I have seen this at the Atlanta Symphony. I saw Harry Potter like that, and it was such a cool experience. Actually, very different from just seeing the movie at home or in the theater. It gives it a live performance aspect that you don't usually get at the movies, and it was the energy in the room when I went was so cool that I'm very, very excited to be on the stage and experience it.
All right, so tickets. How do you get tickets for tonight?
Tickets are sold out. They've actually been sold out.
Really?
Yes.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. The marketing side of me is happy, but in the future, our Pops tickets do sell very early, so the best way to get tickets is to become a subscriber.
So this was part of the Pops series.
Yes, so we have four Pops concerts each year, and as I said, subscribers really get the best seats because they're popular and full.
Hey, I had not realized it's part of the Pops series. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of more events they've got coming up here in the next 30 days or so. We're talking with Camelia Mouton from the... Augusta Symphony. Again, the website, augustasymphony.com. The box office phone number is 706-842-4080. We are coming right back. You're listening to the Augusta Business Review here on News Talk WGAC.
The Augusta Business Review, Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC.
And welcome back to the Augusta Business Review here on News Talk WGAC. I'm John Patrick, joined this morning by Camelia Mouton from the Augusta Symphony. She is the marketing manager. The website is augustasymphony.com. Now, the box office phone number is 706-842-4080. 706-842-4080. Okay, let's talk about a couple of events that are coming up. You've got something coming up a week from Saturday, right?
Yes, that is our next symphony series concert. It's called Bentors. There are three pieces on the program by Dvorak, Schumann, and Brahms, who were all friends of each other, and they really each one mentored the other back in Vienna.
And the symphony will play pieces from all three.
Yes. So the first piece is a Dvorak Slavonic dance. It's one movement of that collection. We played a different movement back at our European Favorites concert in January, if you heard that. It's a very charming piece, very enjoyable, easy to tap your toe along to.
Okay. All right. And what else?
The Schumann Piano Concerto is a great romantic piano concerto, and we have guest pianist Alan Goldstein joining us. He is an Israeli pianist by birth, but he's been playing all over the world with great orchestras like the Los Angeles Philharmonic, the London Philharmonic, some really fabulous orchestras. So we are very lucky to have him come here and play with us here in Augusta.
Absolutely. And is there a third?
Yes. So the second half will be Brahms Symphony No. 1,
okay,
which is a very powerful piece. Brahms was mentored by Schumann, but he also kind of lived in the shadow of Beethoven, and he was a little intimidated to write his first symphony, so he actually didn't write this piece till he was 43, and he spent 14 years on it. So it is a true masterpiece, and definitely an amazing first symphony for Brahms.
Now, this will all take place Saturday the 23rd.
Yes, at the Miller Theater at 7:30 p.m.
Okay. Now, a fundraising event that'll take place in mid-March. Talk a little bit about this.
Yes, we are really excited about this. Little River Band will be performing with our symphony. They actually performed with the Augusta Symphony back in 2013, which was their first concert with an orchestra, and it opened them up to the world of performing with orchestras.
Okay.
So we are very happy to welcome them back. And as you said, this concert is a fundraiser.
Talk a little bit about the fundraiser, where it goes. Talk a little bit about where the money from the fundraiser goes.
Yes. So all proceeds will go to support our education projects and also a new project that we just started out this year called Community Courts. It helps to connect our musicians with veterans seeking relief from PTSD and anxiety through music therapy. We're partnering with the Charlie Norwood VA Medical Center to, you know, do the actual music therapy part, and we're connecting our musicians to play, for example, for the music-assisted relaxation and meditation therapy, and also at the Uptown and Downtown hospitals and in the Spinal Cord Center, and really just getting our musicians out there to help veterans in need. We hope to be able to grow this program in the future to really help anyone who needs access to music therapy but can't get to it. So that will be at our Knox Music Institute, which is currently under construction.
Yes, I saw the board. If I remember what Ann Catherine told me earlier, is that in some cases also the vets can play.
Exactly. There is a guitar ensemble that they performed at our last symphony series concert in the arcade at the Miller before, and it's a really good opportunity for them to get to come have share community through music. So they'll be performing actually before the Little River Band concert as well. And we have one other cool program through this concert. Of course, you can buy a ticket for yourself, but if you can't attend but still want to be a part of this great project, on our website, you can purchase a ticket for a veteran. So you buy the ticket, then we connect the veteran to the ticket, and they can attend the concert at no charge to them.
That's a nice thing. Let's zero in on the date once again and get the specifics. Little River Band coming to the Miller March 16th.
Yes.
And tickets are available.
Tickets are available for that concert.
Easiest way to do that is on the website.
Yes. The direct link for that is augustasymphony.com/LRB.
Okay. Again, she is Camelia Mouton from the Augusta Symphony. Again, the website is augustasymphony.com. Okay. We've got the sold out Pops tonight with Wizard of Oz. Hope you're going. We've got the event a week from Saturday, and then the fundraising event with the Little River Band coming up on March 16th. Camelia, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Augusta Business Review, Augusta's news, talk, and information station, WGAC.